I saw this the other day. Is it at Walmart or is it at Home Depot? Where is it, Leslie? Where you do your own self-checkout.
Oh, I hate the self-checkout.
No, come on. I would have thought that you do that.
You know what? It's not like I don't ever use it. If I have one or two items, I'll use it. If I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
I have had situations where it doesn't go through for whatever reason. There's some there. It's maybe it's me. Maybe it's a machine error. Who the heck knows? But I just always feel like there's too much room to screw it up.
Yeah.
And
well, let me ask you this.
I don't know. I just like having personal service.
So do I. And let me ask you this. I've seen it. I think it's at those two stores. And I've seen it. It's always frightened me to do my own self-checkout. So I don't even go near that. Have you ever gone to the self-checkout and not had to have a human come?
Yes.
You have successfully?
And again, it's always, I make sure that I only have one or two items if I'm going to use the self-checkout. Yeah. If I have more than that, forget it. I'm going through the line with the person.
Yeah, okay.
It eliminates the chance of screwing it up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's why I like to shop local in the small stores. You chat with a checker.
Yeah.
You know, all of that.
Personal service.
I went to BJ's Wholesale Club a while back, and I haven't been. I didn't even have a card. I had to go up and say, my wife's got the card, and they gave me the time. I came through with a bunch of stuff, and I hadn't been so long that I forgot they don't box them or pack them.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
I thought, okay, where's the bag boy? Can we get a bag boy on 5, please? And they said, oh, no, sir, we don't. I said, oh, that's right. And I'm like rolling this cart filled with my junk in it out to through the snow.
It's
out to
the
parking lot. It's raining. And so my stuff is not covered.
It's all getting wet.
And I thought, really?
it's a way of saving a dime.
It's frustrating to me. If I have to shop, which I do at Christmas time, as you know, I do like to go into the little stores.
Yeah, me too.
I do. A lot of times I have no idea what I'm getting, and I talk to them. You know, they say, how big is your wife? Now, ask a guy that.
Yeah, oh, that's
you gotta
a
use
deadly
your hands.
Question.
Yeah, you got to use your hands. Well, she's like, she's like this big. And you think, oh, my God. No, she's not.
Buy clothing,
she's
Chuck.
So I get hats and gloves for Trish, you know, because I have no idea I have no idea what her size is. I have no idea how big she is. She's not. She's tiny.
Yeah, she is.
But I don't know. I come out of there with like sheets of shirts.
Well, you know what you do? You do a little snooping in advance in her closet is what you do and look for sizes.
And look for her sizes.
Uh-huh.
Is that the way?
Yep.
I think most men will agree with me. And I've learned, I got burned. You don't get your wife clothes.
Yeah.
You just don't.
It is, I will say, as a wife, it's a little iffy because the guys always like to see their wives in certain things that the wives don't really want to wear.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what Mark is talking about and every guy listening to this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's true.
It's like, don't even.
No. And it's like my wife knows my size, you know, double XL tall.
Oh, yeah. Women always know their husband's size.
I've got, you know, I basically have a men's department,
yeah.
A tall man's big department in my closet.
I think it's fun to shop for my husband.
You do?
I do. I'd much rather shop for him than for myself. I hate shopping for myself.
Are you a big taker backer? Do you do that?
Taker back? No.
No,
I can't stand doing that.
You don't? Even if it's money?
That's
and
why
you get
I
a shirt
like
you aren't going
to
wear?
Well, I will take it back, of course, but I don't like to do that. So that's why I will shop locally so that if it doesn't fit or something goes wrong, I can take it back.
Yeah.
But shopping online, I always do it with such trepidation because I'm hoping I don't have to send it back.
I have
can't stand that.
I have never used Amazon.
Yeah, you're not missing out.
It does have
its uses.
I have never used Amazon. I wouldn't even know how to sign up for it. I wouldn't. and I'm guessing everybody does. I mean, I think we get an Amazon delivery at our house twice a day.
Yeah,
all
twice
year long.
A day.
We do. Yeah. It's books mostly.
Your wife's a big shopper.
It's Trish's books for school and classroom books and stuff.
It's great when you can't find the item locally. It's just quick and it's easy.
Are they doing the drone delivery
yet? I have never seen that done. I'm sure somebody's having that happen, but it's not us.
Yeah. I think that's my ultimate shopping goal.
Yeah,
is to stand on the front yard of my house with my dog
coming for you
and have a drone drop down from the sky with my dog freaking out as it tries to deliver something that I know is not my size. That, to me, right there, is the spirit of shopping.
Maybe that's the future. It's a scary future in shopping, I think.
Can we get some change over here on five, please?
All right,
Leslie, back to work.